Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shri, the 7th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Psulim Mikdashim, the laws of invalidated karbonis and the Sefer Avodah. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding the invalidations as it comes to the bird karbonis, that which itch doesn't have shechita, but rather malika, and also related to the discussion of Psulim HaKodesh, that which is dependent on when it actually became invalidated, if when it was in the holy state or when it wasn't. The Rambam gets Halacha Alf, Kol Psulim LaAvodah Shemolku, regarding anything that was invalid for the Avoida that did Malika, so Malikasim Psula. So this individual who is not able to do the Avoida, if he did the Malika, so that invalidates the Malika, because the Pasuk explicitly says, Behikriva HaKoyin, etc., and it says Umolok, which is that the Malika, although by an animal carbon, the Shechita is valid to be done with a Zar, but by a bird carbon, the Malika, which is a severing of the head, of the neck, has to be done with a Koyin, and therefore it's going to be invalid. Now, however, although that bird carbon is definitely invalid, because it wasn't done with a kain, but it's not like a kosher bird, we call it tahar, but it means kosher bird that was nevela, which wasn't properly slaughtered, in regard to the laws of tuma, where if someone eats a nevela, dead carcass of a kosher bird, wasn't properly slaughtered, he becomes tummy, but when the apostle does malika, of a carbon, even though the carbon is invalidated, but the malika is effective, because that's really what the equivalent of kachim of shechita is, what the malika is by kachim, to, although it's not valid because done with a zar, but it was a valid malika, meaning it's the shechita was done, it just wasn't done the appropriate way, therefore it's not going to have the tumah of nevela. And the chen so to malik balayla, let the malika be done at nighttime, which kachim could only be done during the daytime. Oishah shachet chulim bifnim, but kachim achut, so if let's say a chulim was slaughtered in the Azara, or Kachem is slaughtered out of the Azara, again, in Kenevela, it's not like a Nevela, because ultimately, a Shechita was done with it, and therefore, it's not valid, but it's not going to be like a Nevela. And therefore, not going to have that Tumah of Nevelas. Halacha Beis continues on this theme, and related to this concept, as mentioned, of Psula B'Kodesh. The Malak Tayrim Shlehigi Ismanim, let's say, again, another invalid type of Malika, a turtle dove, which has to be a minimum of a certain age, which that age hasn't yet reached. Well, the opposite is the young doves, which already its time has already passed. Or let's say b'shevash gapa, and we do malika on these types of birds. Or its wing has dried up. Or v'shenismus ein, or its eye has been blinded. Or v'sheniktad aglo, or its leg has been cut off. So here, harizu nevel chaldava. Here actually, unlike the previous halacha, these birds will be considered as nevel of all halachic purposes, and thus making the person who eats it in his throat tamei. What's the difference between these two halachas? Says the Ram, Zakal, this is the rule. Whatever was its invalidation was after it was brought to the Azaro, or some say after it was slaughtered, but its invalidation was in a holy state, that only then it became invalidated, Psula ben Nevela. So that's like we said in the previous halacha, which these were bona fide kachim, and it just wasn't done appropriately, let's say with a Zar. So then we're saying that it's invalid, but it's not going to be Nevela. But let's say its invalidation wasn't in a sanctified state. It never was to start off the right thing. It was already over its date, or before its date, or it had a broken wing, whatever it is. So it's nevel chodav, which then is going to be considered like a nevel for all purposes, and it will have the term of nevel. Now, halacha gimel, l'fikach, therefore. Ha'moylik v'nimtzis treifa. So if someone does malika, and turns out that it has a mortal defect, which a treifa is invalid to be a bird carbon. Now, let's say it did malika with a knife, which is supposed to be with the fingernail of the kain. Or he did malika on chulin, unconsecrated bird, in the azar. Or of a kachim achutz, or even of kachim, but on the outside. Unlike in halacha alpha, when we spoke about the shechita, you're doing malika on the outside, which or the chulin on the inside, which is not valid at all. So that's considered as nevela in whole halachic purposes, because she'ena malika materis. And materis, as Ram explains, as we were just addressing, because the malika only permits and purifies el davar shekachim mazbech, when something that's valid for the mazbech, and for chulin inside and kachim outside, it doesn't do that, and therefore it's like a nevela. So that's the difference. As we're saying, this concept of psul b'kodesh will qualify if it's like a nevela chol davar, or it's just not kosher, but it won't have the tumah of nevela. Now halacha dal avol bot hanirba, the animal that was the bird that was sodomized, ba muktza, was set aside for by the zor, ba never was worshipped as idolatry, ba esnan, or was actually exchanged for the services of a harlot, or ba mechir, was exchanged for the purchase of a dog, ba tumtum, or the which doesn't have any signs of gender, ba andreginus, has both signs of gender, shenimlaku, if such a bird had malika done in it,
Hadil Nevela Chodava. So if all halach is going to have halacha as Nevela. Umetam begon beis abli, and it's going to contaminate the garments of the one who, when it's in his throat, Shayna Kedusha Chalim, because the sanctity didn't take effect on these types of birds. Vareim Psul Makoydish, and again, its invalidation is not in a holy state. Now, halacha hey, the Ram continues now regarding the problems with the Malika, as it applies specifically in the difference between the Achata Soif and the Oila Soif, which one has to be the Oila, as the word Oila means on the top, and the Chatas, which is sin that takes you down, has to be on the bottom. So the Ram tells Halacha Kafar Bayan B'maisa Karbon. It's already explained in the laws of the actions of the Karbonis in Perek Vav Halacha Chof, in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, Shechata Soif Nas Lamata. The bird Chatas to be done on the, its blood has to be spread in the bottom half of the Mizbech. Voila Soif Lamala, and the bird Oila has to be its in the upper half of the Mizbech. Now, let's say chatas o'if shasa l'malo, let's say that the bird chatas on the upper part, psul, it's invalid. And the Rambam qualifies this. Bein sha'as ha'zayasa kamaisa chatas, whether you did it sprays the way, as the activities of the chatas is supposed to be done, meaning you did the spraying of the blood and then you squeezed out the rest from the neck, so you did everything as the maisa of the chatas, just in the wrong location. Or bein sha'asa kamaisa oilo, whether now that you're doing on the upper part, you actually did it the way an oil is supposed to be done, which you squeeze it out without spraying, or let's say you separated the head from the body, when bein sha'asa l'shem oilo, whether you did it for the designation as an oila, which is not, it's a chatzas, or bein sha'asa l'shem achatzas, whether you did it for the designation as a chatzas, doesn't make a difference. Since you did it in the wrong place, it's going to be invalid. Halachavav, v'chein oila sa'if, sha'asa l'mata, same thing in the other way of the oila sa'if, if you did on the bottom half. And afilo malik semenechad l'mata. So even if you did only Malika, where there's two simon, there's two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, even if you only cut one of them on the bottom half, but Simnach Lamali did the other one on the top, so it's going to be invalid. Bein Shem Malaka Kamalikas Oila, whether you did the Malika the way you're supposed to do for an Oila, where you separated the head from the body, Bein Shem Sol Kamayis Chatas, whether you did it like the way Chatas is supposed to be, Bein Shem Sol Lashem Chatas, whether you did it for the purposes of being a Chatas, or it's called Lashem, Lashma, it was Shaloi Lashma, it was for a Chatas, Bein Shem Sol Lashem Oila, whether you did it Lashma, you did it for Oila, it doesn't make a difference. Since you did the Malika in the wrong place, it's going to be invalid. Halacha Zayin. Chatas Sa'iv Shem Malaka Lamata. Let's say you did the way the mitzvah is supposed to be. You did the bird chatas, the malika, which is the equivalent of what the shechita is by a bird, which was the invalidations we spoke about in the previous two halachas, you did it on the bottom half. And now, but you did it, kemalikas oila, you did it how the malika is done of an oila, l'shem chatas, even if you're doing it for the purpose of being a chatas, or kemaisa chatas, so let's say you did it the way a chatas is supposed to be, but you did it l'shem oila, which is shaloi l'shma, you did it for a different carbon, not of an oila, or if you did it like an oila for the purpose of being an oila, which not chatas, so it's going to be invalid. Because shinu Hashem, which means when you do it shaloi l'shma, invalidates by a bird chatas, just like it invalidates by an animal chatas. Now, halacha ches, similarly but different, v'chein oila sa'if. So to the oila bird, shasa l'mal, you did it on the top, the way you're supposed to. But you did it kamaisa chatas, the way the actions of the zrika is done by the chatas, even though it's l'shem oila, purpose of being oila, oy kamaisa chatas l'shem chatas, you did it like the actions of a chatas to be for a chatas, which now it's oila, so psul, it's going to be invalid, because even though you did it in the right place, but since you changed from its maisim as it's supposed to be its action, so it's invalidated. But this is the difference between the previous halacha. If you did it kamaisa oila, let's say you did it on the top where an oila is supposed to be, and you did the same actions that are supposed to be done to this bird, carbon, which is the actions of an oila, but you did it l'shem chatas, you say, oh, I'm having this in mind, this should be a sin offering. Share, it's going to be valid, because shalei lishma is valid by an oila, by an animal or by a bird. But it does not fulfill the obligation of the owner, but it's a kosher carbon in contrast to that of a chatas. Halacha tes. All these bird oilas, that all these bird carbonas that became invalid because of the wrong place of where you did the malika or the hazah, or because of you changed the actions as they're supposed to be. You didn't do the right types of spraying of the bloods. Or you changed their name of, let's say, instead of being a chata sa'if, you made it into an oila sa'if. Inim kenivla sa'if l'tumah. This is what relates back to the halachas we open up with in this parak. It's still not going to be like a bird nevela for the laws of tumah, because this is what's called psula b'kodesh. It definitely was a sanctified carbon. It just, you did something wrong, so it's invalidated, but it's not in the vela. Same thing as, let's say you have the bird chatzot, the bird oila, where you did pigle, which is when you're middle of doing the avodah, you had a mind that it should be eaten beyond its zman where it's allowed to. Or nitmor became tame or nasa nicer, or actually was left over. So ainam tame beves abli kanimlas. If it does not contaminate the person who's when he's swallowing it in his throat, it, which is the halacha as a bird nevela. Shkolelubsumakadish is explaining, and this is where it connects to the first tab, because these are all invalidations when it was a valid carbon, it just was done wrong. That does not make it into nevela. Halacha Yud continues regarding as this these halachas that we just spoke about in situations of doubt. So chatas oif habal asafik. When you have a bird chatas that's being brought because of a situation of doubt, so nasis kimitzvasa. So it's done as its mitzvah is supposed to be, which how chatas is supposed to be. But the einachal is not eaten elatisarif because it might not be, and it might be an avela because maybe it's not a real carbon, and malika is only valid if it's a real carbon. Elatisarif kachol psul mekdashin. Rather, you burn it like all invalidated carbonas. Now, the case of Tavar al-Safik, Rambam says, when would you bring a chatas for a situation of doubt? Going to Isa Heisha, like example, the woman us, Vegzava, like we're not sure in the calculations, was she really, did it have an abnormal flow for a certain amount of days? Or Isvekiledis, we're not sure if she really had a child in this birth. The whole case was anything similar to that, it's a Safik, which these individuals have to bring a chatas of. We're not sure if she is. So that's when you would bring it because of the doubt. But we never have an animal chatas for a situation of doubt. Because if an individual which actually have a doubt if they committed a sin which requires a chatas behem or not, yavi ashem tole. And that actually has a distinct halacha that you bring the suspended ashem, in perikhas halacha alef, and therefore you would never have a chatas behem ala safik. You only have the by chatas eif. Moreover, halacha yud alef, chatas eif habala safik. So let's say you have this situation, the woman not sure if she gave child, so she had a child, or she was a zava, and she's bringing this chatz eif because of the doubt. Now, then she finds out that she actually was definitively obligated. It turns out she was a zava, she was a yeledes. So it depends. If she finds out before they did the malika to the bird, okay, so now we know before doing anything that this is a definite obligation. So let them definitively make it as a chatz eif, and then it's eaten by the count. Now, let's say she only finds that after the malika was done. So they'll finish up the spraying of the blood and the squeezing out of the blood, which is done by the chatzis oif. But then it's burnt. Why? Although really it's a definitively obligated carbon, but that people shouldn't say, because since no one knew about this before the malika was done, no one should say chatzis oif abal asafik ti'achol, that people shouldn't say, oh, I know there was once a chatzis oif that a woman brought because of a doubt and was eaten, because in the beginning it was being brought for a situation of doubt. So although we definitively found that later, still we're going to go ahead and burn it. Halachit beis, let's say noidala the other way around. Let's say she finds out she'en chayeves ba, that she finds out that she's actually not obligated. And this was found out me'achash nimukav, so the malika was already done. Raised the cover, then the rabban required that you go ahead and bury it because of the fact that this was obviously malika and it's nevela. It has no halacha of a carbon whatsoever.